Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, September 21st. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. No guests here this evening, but I'm going to be going through some interesting things with you, some interesting quotations from some very interesting people that are all contained in a very interesting book. I have a lot of interesting books. And I tell you what, sometimes some of the most interesting things you can find are found in the pages of mainstream books and newspapers and publications. I would probably be remiss in not mentioning that this, if I'm not mistaken, is a Jewish holiday, and since that topic of the Jewish religion and how that religion impacts upon public policy in America today is a subject of frequent discussion on this program, maybe more than you want it to be, even maybe perhaps more than I want it to be, but needless to say, since it is a topic of discussion and it is, a Jewish holiday where our Jewish friends recite a chant known as the Kol Nidre, I thought I just might mention that for the record. That oath of Kol Nidre, spelled K-O-L-N-I-D-R-E, is rather controversial. I've read it myself in a copy of a Jewish holy book that someone very nicely mailed to me some years ago, and I read it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and it does tend to imply that that the person taking this oath is essentially saying that, you know, anything they say can be retracted, more or less, and that's kind of putting it lightly. But in any case, that's another debate for another time, I suppose. But as I say, I'm going to be reading to you some very interesting quotations from a book released by Doubleday. Now, Doubleday is not a Nazi publishing house, ladies and gentlemen. Doubleday out of New York. It's a very old and respected publishing house. Actually, it's Broadway Books, Doubleday. They, you know, these publishing houses are all purchased by others, so you don't know who owns them anymore. On the spine of the book, which is entitled Stars of David, just like it sounds, the author is Abigail Pogrebin, P-O-G-R-E-B-I-N. It says Doubleday, but folks, when you open up the book, it says Broadway Books, New York, and then it says Broadway Books is a division of Random House. So I don't mean to mislead you by telling you that Doubleday is the publisher, because that's what it says in the spine of the book, but inside it says otherwise. Well, in any case, the book is entitled Stars of David. Prominent Jews talk about being Jewish. And there's some very interesting quotations in here about a variety of things that I'm going to just read them word for word and maybe make a few comments here and there. But I think you'll find some of this very, very interesting. Okay, we are going to the break here momentarily, folks. And when we come back, we will go into some of these very interesting quotations. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to let you know, folks, if you're interested in finding more about that mysterious oath of Kol Nidre, Jackie Petrou's website, sweetliberty.org, has a very interesting piece on the background of this very, very controversial oath. It's spelled K-O-L-N-I-D-R-E, Kol Nidre. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I promised to bring you some excerpts from this book, Stars of David, by Abigail Pogrebin. Interviews with very famous Jewish people, talking about a variety of topics. Here's an interesting one, folks. I want you to try to guess who this is. This is a very, very well-known television personality who's always very, very liberal. This gentleman can always be expected to take on a very, very liberal point of view. But here is what he says. When people ask, why do blacks root for black athletes? I know the answer. I root for Jewish athletes. Why? You just want to see them do better. Any minority roots for the minority to do well. Why is that strange? He says, if I go to the voting booth and I'm voting for the state legislature, and Goldstein is running against Smith, I vote for Goldstein. Folks, it's a very famous, very liberal television personality who's been around for a long, long time. Now, just bear with me for a moment, folks. If David Duke, former Louisiana State Representative Dr. David Duke, had ever said that he would urge people to go out and vote for the white candidate That would be, there would be screams to high heaven. How dare David Duke say people should vote for the white candidate or the Christian candidate? Or if anybody said that, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, if I said go out and vote for the Christian candidates in the race, that would be a black mark against me. And the ADL would say, Michael Collins Piper has been heard on his radio program urging people to go out and vote for Christians. That's exclusivity. That's racism. That's bigotry. Well, folks, who was it that said if he's voting for the state legislature and Goldstein is running against Smith, he'd vote for Goldstein? None other than Mr. ADL favorite himself, Larry Big Mouth King. Yes, folks, Larry King, he doesn't vote for the best candidate in the race. He votes for the Jew over the non-Jew. Folks, that is racism. That is bigotry. That is hatred. I am calling for CNN to publicly shame Larry King for his anti-non-Jewish remarks. I am calling for Larry King to be removed from his program. This is an outrage, ladies and gentlemen. No person in public life should be allowed to discriminate like that. I'm shocked, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's something very, very interesting. Here's a lady who is very, very well known, and probably a lot of the listeners don't like her. Just her name instinctively upsets people for a variety of reasons. Very interesting to know, though, that this lady who is very, very well known, what a lot of people don't know is that she actually used to work for the CIA. It's not a secret, but it's not very well known. She was actually on the CIA payroll, but she later became known for entirely other reasons that have nothing, perhaps. Notice I say perhaps, to do with the CIA, but there's no question that she has been a major cultural force in the United States. Now, here's what she says about Israel. This is very interesting. I have an instinct for it that I don't argue or defend. It just always seemed to me that nationalism wasn't safe. I don't know why that was. Maybe because people used to say, if they get us all in one spot, then they'll really kill us. Some of it was that I didn't believe in nationalism altogether. I've always had an unexplained feeling that the strength of Judaism was not to be tied to national boundaries. It was to be everywhere, to be a culture and a spirituality, not to be a nation state. Well, this is a very interesting comment coming from a woman who is indisputably, whether you like her or not, an American icon, a major cultural force in this country. Gloria Steinem, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Miss, or Ms., I should say, Ms., burn your bras, ladies, Steinem. Gloria Steinem said that. She says Judaism was not to be tied to national boundaries. It was to be everywhere, to be a culture and a spirituality, not to be a nation state. Interesting. That kind of reflects the thinking of some of these anti-Zionist Jewish rabbis in this small organization known as Neutra Carta. Very interesting, nonetheless. And possibly one of the more interesting comments comes from Edgar Bronfman Sr. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, the head of the former head of the World Jewish Congress, he's the descendant of the founder of the World Jewish Congress. He's an heir to a gigantic organized crime fortune, drugs, prostitution, liquor, gambling. Of course, the official story is that it was just legitimate liquor production, but others say otherwise. But in any case, Edgar Bronfman Sr. says this, ladies and gentlemen. You go to any room, he says, even in New York, because it's probably the most cosmopolitan city in the world, especially for Jews. And at a party, you'll see the Jews on one side and non-Jews on the other. I think it's an old habit of self-protection. It's also that they have more to talk about with other Jews than non-Jews. It's the herding instinct. You want to be with your own people. As bad as they are sometimes, you know them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sound repetitive here, but can you imagine? Can you imagine if David Duke said something like that? And perhaps David has perhaps said things like that. So have many, many other people, saying that people want to be with people of their own kind, that people naturally segregate. This comes, ladies and gentlemen, though, from Edgar Bronfman, the one of the most distinguished Jewish people on the face of the planet. Now, why aren't people screaming for Edgar Bronfman to advocate multiculturalism? Why aren't people screaming at Edgar Bronfman and calling him a bigot? Those same words coming out of a white Christian would be grounds for absolute total public shunning. Can you imagine if a politician, an American politician, said that? Even poor George W. Bush, when he said that Jesus Christ was his favorite philosopher, even poor old George W. Bush faced the wrath of Khan. And I don't mean Khan as in the Star Wars. I mean the wrath of King Khan, as in the Jewish name Khan, folks. Really bad joke there. But folks, again, it illustrates my point. We've gotten these quotes from Edgar Bronfman and from Larry King, who are, you know, big shot advocates for, you know, multiculturalism and liberalism and love everybody, we're all alike, and yet they are the first to admit that that's not exactly the case. At least that's not their point of view. And these are people who would just jump up and down and go crazy. Yes, folks, we don't hear these kind of complaints about Edgar Bronfman or Larry King from the Anti-Defamation League. Of course, the Anti-Defamation League, which has always received a lot of funding from organized crime interests, I can't imagine that they would ever say anything bad about anybody tied up with organized crime, as the Bronfman family has been. So, you know, I can understand that. I can understand that. Now, we are going to be going to a break here very shortly, and I have a very, very long quotation to bring you that is going to require some length of time to read, so I don't even want to try to break it up during the break. But I will just remind you that this book from which I'm reading you these quotes, if you want to get copies of it yourself, the title of the book is Stars of David, just like it sounds. The author's name is Abigail Pogrebin, P-O-G-R-E-B-I-N, unusual name. Here's a quote from Ronald Perelman, one of the most powerful Jewish financiers in the country. He says, "I think George Bush has been a fabulous president for Jews, far better than any president in my lifetime. As long as you don't get the nuts, the Jerry Falwells driving the truck, then the world is a fine place. You start getting them with too much power and you could be in a little bit of danger. But I think the country is too centrist to give too much power to those kinds of people." You know, that could be said, you know, it's kind of funny, that could be said about these hardline Jewish Zionists. You get them with too much power and you could be in a little bit of danger. I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Perelman. I understand Ellen Barkin took him for a couple million in their recent divorce. Good for Ellen. All right, when we come back, perhaps the most interesting quotations of all. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, then we'll go to the calls.
Oh. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This in this book, Stars of David, I think is probably one of the most interesting exchanges. There's lots of them I've underlined and outlined. You know, but this is very interesting. We all have heard of CBS's 60 Minutes with Mike Wallace, who just left there, all the other characters on board. The creator of 60 Minutes is Don Hewitt. I think he has since retired, but I'm sure he's still influential with 60 Minutes. But nonetheless, Don Hewitt was Jewish, is Jewish, and was the driving force behind 60 Minutes. And, you know, whatever you think of the show, it's often had some very interesting things on there. And over the years, there were a couple times where groups like the Anti-Defamation League were tearing their hair out and screaming because they said that 60 Minutes, if 60 Minutes wasn't exactly being anti-Semitic, that 60 Minutes wasn't telling the truth about how rotten the Arabs were. In 1975, Mike Wallace did a report that Syrian Jews weren't being tortured and maimed and murdered by the government of Syria. Well, the Anti-Defamation League wanted that to be the case, and they were mad that 60 Minutes told the truth. And this happened, you know, these kind of things happened at various times where this went on, and it's very interesting to find out that that Don Hewitt of 60 Minutes has some very strong feelings about that. He tells a story. He says, I went to a party once at Werner Leroy's, and I got attacked by Mort Zuckerman and Barbara Walters, who said, how could you do that story at this terrible time in Israel's history? And I said, how about the stories we did at the terrible time in America's history in Vietnam? Were you worried about that? I was shocked, and I said, I get accused of being a self-hating Jew because I'm critical of Menachem Begin. Nobody ever called me a self-hating American because I was critical of Richard Nixon. Then Hewitt goes on to say there's a thing about Jewishness. Then he adds, right now the Jews are too big and too smart to cave into this feeling that we are victims in the Middle East. They're not really victims in the Middle East. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that interesting? Barbara Walters attacks Mr. Hewitt, and Mort Zuckerman, of course, publisher of U.S. News and World Report and the New York Post. I believe it's the New York Post. Needless to say, also former president of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. They attacked Don Hewitt at a fancy party. Well, I think his response was kind of interesting, folks. But there's a little bit more to it than that. Don Hewitt tells the time of his conferences with Steven Spielberg. He says, writer says, Hewitt feels that Jewish interests have been hurt by Jews who say their suffering surpasses all others. Quoting Don Hewitt, I once said to Steven Spielberg, you would do your cause a lot better if you would acknowledge that the Jews weren't the only ones who ever suffered a Holocaust. And then he did that movie about the slave ship, Amistad, which was lousy, but he did it right after we had that conversation. We cannot go on believing that nobody else had, Jewish word, tsuris, meaning rough times, but us. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of blacks who say, Holocaust, schmolocaust, we got lynched. And they're right. Interesting. And then Don Hewitt tells the story. He says, talking about Israel, he says, I never understood why the smartest people on earth plunked themselves down in the most hostile place on earth. They could have found a better place. They could have gone to Madagascar or something. But they say it's the land that God gave them. Who the heck knows what God gave anybody? How do they know that? I think it would just be a big loss to civilization if Israel disappeared. I just wish they'd get off all this jazz about God gave us this land. God didn't give you the land. You took the land and you made it great. And I love you for doing that. But don't tell me that God gave you this land and he doesn't want anybody else here. That's Don Hewitt from 60 Minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you know, most people are not going to read this book. Most people are not going to read this book and realize that this is the real kind of discussion that actually goes on about these things. Even in Jewish circles, there are Jews who think this way and talk this way. And I don't think anybody is really seriously going to call Don Hewitt a Nazi or an anti-Semite. But, you know, there's so many millions of people out there in La La Land who see the entire world in black and white. Everything that Israel does is good, and anybody who says anything about Israel that is not quite nice is bad. There was a Holocaust, and everybody that was responsible for the Holocaust, they're all bad people, and all the Jews that died were just really good, honest, decent people who never did anything to anybody. They didn't run the Bolshevik Revolution. They weren't engaged in black market racketeering during the Weimar years. They never did anything wrong. All of a sudden, a bunch of bad people just came and got them. Folks, there are shades of gray. When we come back, a very funny story from Don Hewitt, and then we'll go to the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer here on this hour where every night we try to find out the answer to the question, what if they gave a Holocaust and nobody came? Well, turns out Professor Ray Goodwin is right, penning this recent article in the September-October issue of the Barnes Review, True Confessions of a Holocaust Denier. It looks as though they did give a Holocaust, and nobody came. At least 6 million didn't come anyway. Well, aside from that, I am going to go back to our friend Don Hewitt, creative genius behind 60 Minutes, which, any way you cut it, has always been an interesting program. Maybe not telling us everything we need to know, but telling us a lot about a lot of things. Well, David Copperfield, the magician... Speaking of the Holocaust, that is, ladies and gentlemen, David Copperfield, the magician, is quoted in this book, Stars of David. He talks about having been engaged to a German girl for 6 years. And he says, in Germany, they make such a big deal of the Holocaust and teaching the never again mentality. They drill it into people's heads so they overcompensate. That's interesting. I thought that's very, very interesting because it's so very, very true. I knew a German woman one time, and I still know her. I haven't seen her in years, but she is probably the biggest anti-Semite I've ever known. Well, maybe not the biggest, but certainly anti-Semitic. but she used to trip all over herself telling me that she didn't like Hitler. So as David Copperfield said, in Germany they make such a big deal out of the Holocaust and teaching the never again mentality. They drill it into people's heads. So they overcompensate. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, now this next story, and this is the final one, folks. I hope you're not bored. I'm actually enjoying myself here. Is again from Don Hewitt of 60 Minutes. Now, he uses a word in this little brief story, which is only about five or six sentences long. He uses a word that I'm not going to use on the air. It's a word that refers to Jewish people, and it's the equivalent of the N-word as it refers to blacks. Well, this word begins with a K, and it's a word apparently that American Jews of German origin used to defame their fellow Jews of Eastern European origin. So I'm not going to use that word on the air because I don't want the Anti-Defamation League to say that Michael Collins Piper uses derogatory terms on the air, even though this is a derogatory term invented by German Jews to defame Jews from Russia. But in any case, Don Hewitt says, I'll tell you my favorite phone call. One time a woman called after we aired a story on Israel, and she said, I'm getting sick and tired of you people. I said, okay, lady, what now? She said, you're all pro-Israel, and you're all a bunch of so-and-sos. And Don Hewitt responded, on your first point, you couldn't be more wrong. On your second point, you could be right. And I hung up on her. And that, in fact, happens to be the last quote I'm going to give you tonight, and it's the last quote in the chapter on Don Hewitt in Abigail Pogrebin's book, Stars of David. Well, I hope you found that interesting. I certainly did. Now I'm going to bring up our resident correspondent on affairs, Jewish and non-Jewish, our resident cynic, our chief officer of this lifeboat in this sea of Zionist slime and sludge, Jim from Texas. How are you, Jim? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that we have lost Jim from Texas?
No, you haven't.
You're speechless. This is the first time in history, Jim.
I'm not speechless. I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you, Jim.
I'm not speechless. Your clicks kind of cut me off.
Okay. It's probably the CIA tapping in here.
Oh, it was Don Hewitt and his CBS cohorts that cut me off. But I'm not at all surprised about Hewitt explaining to the brethren, because Hewitt knew that this will never make the mainstream media. Will never be disseminated among the general public. That's why they can do this.
Exactly. Isn't that interesting, Jim? Yes, exactly.
They can talk to themselves, like Ariel Sharon talked to Shimon Peres in his 2001 or 2003, one of the other broadcasts, that said, you tell me the Americans will do this, you tell me the Americans will do that. The Americans will do nothing. We control America, and the Americans know it. They talk among themselves, just like the mafioso talk about, we're going to hijack this truck, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and they don't care.
That's why they call it chutzpah, Jim. You know, this is so interesting because, this book, Stars of David, I am sure that probably no more than a couple thousand people ever bought this book. Most of the people who bought it were probably Jewish, and then there were probably a handful of anti-Semites who bought the book to see what these Jewish celebrities were saying to each other and about each other. But like you say, this kind of candid discussion never reaches the ears of those whom H.L. Mencken called Bubus Americanus.
Right. This is what's called in-your-face Jewishness. We can talk about this, and you're never going to know about it. And the few that do, we don't care, because you're not going to say anything about it. Well, What do you have to say about it? How are you going to disseminate this information?
You know, Jim, it occurs to me as we're talking here and as I was looking at these quotes, it kind of reminds me of what I talked about here in the program the other night, that a number of Israeli writers and American Jewish writers have admitted candidly in their books published by mainstream publishing houses that they do not believe that Ahmadinejad and the people of Iran, whatever government they have in Iran, would ever really launch a nuclear attack on Israel. And yet, every day we turn around, we are bombarded in the mass media, in the broadcast media, the media that reaches everybody's eyes and ears, unlike these small circulation books that I'm quoting from here. Every day we're hearing that Iran is the biggest threat to the face of to not only Israel, but to the United States and the entire world. Now, you know, see, this is the thing. That's why, Jim, you know, I always try to quote very extensively in my writings. I like to, you know, go right to the horse's mouth, as they say. And you know, the funny thing is, you know, I only have a very small forum here on this radio show and in the pages of American Free Press. But, you know, I tell you, I told someone today what our job here to do here is your job, my job, all the people here listening. We've just got to be here and keep the voice of truth alive and hope that more people hear what we're saying and let those people who are in public life and in positions of power know that there are those of us that are out here who know what's going on and just keep on doing what we can do. And in the meantime, they can have their little private parties in the publications of books such as Stars of David and elsewhere. And we can use that information to try to pry open these closed minds of Bubus Americanus. It's all we can do, Jim.
It's called keep plugging away.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
All you can do.
I mean, yeah, it is. That's all you can do. I mean, it's like it gets frustrating sometimes, you know. In fact, Mark Glenn and I were talking about this the other day off the air. He said, you know, if we allowed the reality of this vast power and influence to get to us, we might as well all just kill ourselves. But that would be surrendering, and we can't surrender. So we just got to keep, as you say, plugging away.
We can't and we won't surrender because, hey, if we're all on the same cattle car, going to a gulag somewhere, and we're all packed in there, and someone says, who I've accused you of being as a Pollyanna before, will say, boy, these are swell accommodations, and the resident cynic in me say, hey, we're in for a rough time, but hey, you got to keep plugging away, Mike.
That's all we can do, Jim.
By the way, I got my air thing going and my reservations and everything going today, and I'm on my way.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
It could be the worst thing could ever happen to this conference because you know how outspoken I am because I might destroy the whole thing. But hey,
I doubt that, Jim.
I'm on my way, so to speak. Everything's confirmed and ready to go.
All right, good for you, Jim. Jim, of course, is referring to the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. And if any reason there is for me to go, it's to meet Jim. So I'll be there.
And Mike, this could go down to the Haymarket massacre in Chicago in 1878 or 88 or whenever it was, when Eugene B. Debs led the Union people, who, by the way, he was Jewish. So, hey, who am I to say anything, you know? It's all a coincidence, so to speak.
All right, Jim, I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. All right, let's go to Illinois with Michael from Illinois.
Hey,
welcome aboard.
Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. Have you heard the news that Ahmadinejad's going to be at Columbia University?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that? That's right. Columbia University invited President Ahmadinejad of Iran, and I just heard today, I read a quotation from somebody at one of these innumerable Holocaust centers saying, well, this should be no surprise because back before World War II, Columbia University actually invited people from the German government to speak at Columbia University. So they said, this is more of the same.
Yeah, I was listening to one of these mainstream conservative blowhards, and man, he was going nuts. The people were calling in. You know, he's a Holocaust denier. He wants Israel wiped off the map and all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, where were you when, you know, he was, you know, if he was just, you know, the president of Iran and, you know, oppressing his people, but he didn't say anything about Israel, you guys wouldn't even have heard of him.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? Exactly. You know, it's so funny about that because, you know, people are so accustomed to being conditioned to react in a certain way. You know, when somebody says, oh, he denies the Holocaust, people are supposed to say, oh, isn't it terrible? You know, my answer to that, if somebody says, you're a Holocaust denier, you know what I say? I say, so what?
Right.
So what? You know, and if somebody says, you want to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth, I'd say, many people do. You know what I mean? You know, if you allow yourself to get bent out of shape by these buzzwords and these buzz phrases, you know, these accusatory things like that, you know, this is what happens. People start all of a sudden, you know, getting bent out of shape and trying to deny and literally, you know, deny in response and things like that. You know, it's and this is what they're trying to do with Ahmadinejad. You know, I mean, we know as far as this Israel being wiped off the map, we know that translation is just simply not correct. The implication, of course, has been that he wants to blow up Israel. I've even seen it said in the last couple of days that he's vowed to destroy the Jewish people. I've never heard Ahmadinejad say that. And, you know, there are 30,000 Jews living in Iran right now. They haven't been destroyed. Payman Motahadeh, who has the tax protest group, he often advertises in American Free Press. He was a Jew born in Iran, living here in the United States now. He just went back to Iran to visit his family. As far as I know, he's come back safely. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's just, again, part and parcel of all this whole mythology. You know, in fact, Mike, it reminds me of something here. I was just reading the other day about how all the Jews were terrorized in Iraq back in the 1940s and 1950s. But you know what's and they say that so many Jews fled Iraq because of it being terrorized by, presumably by this evil Arab government, et cetera, et cetera. Well, years ago, I met someone whose name escapes me at the moment, but he was very, very well known. He in Middle East circles. He was a Jew born in Iraq, and he claimed repeatedly to anyone who would listen, and former CIA official Wilbur Crane Eveland wrote in his book Ropes of Sand, and many, many other people have talked about this. It is a fact that many of those acts of terrorism in Iraq against Jews were not conducted by the Iraqi government. They were conducted by Israeli agents and Zionist agents working on behalf of Israel who went into Iraq and into other Arab countries and Muslim countries and committed acts of terrorism against Jews in order to get them to migrate to Israel. So you see, even in an area like that, we have so much disinformation out there, and those who know the real story obviously lie. But then the stories that are these lies that are told get out there in mass circulation such that, you know, innocent and unknowing journalists pick up the information and repeat it over and over and over again. And you know, it's a mighty battle to deal with it because, you know, it sometimes seems to me, Mike, that it's almost as though virtually everything we quote-unquote know from the mass media is either a lie or seriously distorted disinformation and misinformation. It's like I said to Jim, it's a real battle.
One of the popular lies in the mainstream media is this myth that the Arabs are anti-Semitic because they hate these dirty Jews from the beginning of time. They hated the Jews just for being Jews. Ignoring the fact that some of these Jews took their land. Maybe that's the reason why they don't like Jews.
This is something that has just really popped up. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, you can look in writings by Jewish and Israeli scholars. And, in fact, I was just reading this evening in one book that in the Ottoman Empire, even in Syria, which today is considered the great one of the great Satans in the minds of well, I guess the Jews wouldn't call him the great Satan, but one of the great enemies. There were Jews living in Syria when it was then part of the empire, who thrived much better than there were Jews living in Europe at the same time. So again,
absolutely.
Again, it's just more of the same. Mike, if you want to hang on for the break, please feel free to do so. We are wrapping up the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper trying to answer that question, if they gave a Holocaust, what if they gave a Holocaust and nobody came?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898.
We've got Mike from Illinois aboard with us. Mike, yeah, did you have any further comments before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, I mean, it just seems that some of these people listen to that conservative talk show, they're just so blinded by the rhetoric. It's like, Holocaust denier, wipe Israel off the map, we must destroy him, and it's like people just can't think think on their own anymore. And I mean, it's gonna, you know, the fact that all these people, you know, just take the orders of these Rush Limbaughs and all these Hannitys, it's really bad for our country.
You know, Mike, it's interesting because I've been following this conservative movement, and I used to consider myself a conservative. I've been following it pretty closely since about 1976, and I used to go to some of these big shot conservative conferences they had here in Washington. And I want to tell you something. Back in those days, before this day of Fox News, you know, I'm here to tell you that there might be one person out of 300 or 400 in those conservative conferences that cared one whit about the Holocaust, or maybe two out of 300 who really were worried about Israel at all. It was like something that wasn't even thought about in conservative circles. Now, when you turn on Fox News and hear this whole gang, you know, this, you know, and you know, the whole, whether they're on Fox News or not, you know, Joe Farah with World Net Daily and Laura Ingram and Ann Coulter, the whole sorry sordid gang, you know, that's virtually all they talk about. And it's so funny because people say, oh, that Mike Piper, all he talks about is Israel. Well, there's got to be somebody out here saying something that is in contrast to what we're hearing from all the conservative columnists and all the conservative commentators. And I would like to think that I am one of the people who is out here saying something contrary, because it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. I mean, you know, sometimes
Absolutely.
I get tired of it myself, but I can't help but open up the paper every day and see it in my face. Just like Jim was saying, it's in our face constantly, you know? So as long as they're going to keep on talking, I'm going to keep on talking, and so will so many other people.
Absolutely. And if you were to state in public the fact that our relentless support for Israel creates a terrorism problem for us, people would shout you down and look at you like you're from Mars.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's the truth. It's the plain and simple truth. The truth will get you in so much trouble. It's so ironic.
Well, you know, it's funny. As I've said on this program, when the 911 events first happened, for the first couple hours, I actually kind of bought the argument that it was evil Muslim terrorists. But the reason why I bought that argument was because I knew that there are a lot of Muslims and Arabs and many, many millions of other people around the world who think that our U.S. policy in the Middle East is bad, and inevitably somebody is going to strike back. But in this case, I don't think they did. But as I say, that's another story for another time.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, and I do say thank God it's Friday. Been a long week for me. I have a lot of work to do this weekend. I wish you a good weekend. God willing, I will be here Monday night. Now stay tuned for Rick Adams. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight. Thanks to John and Sandra and all the good people at RBN who make this hour and this network possible. Have a good weekend, folks. With three.